VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Turkish officials say they are now investigating the disappearance and possible murder of a Saudi Arabian journalist. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither reports.
Turkish officials are racing to find out exactly what happened to Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi as the world demands answers about his fate.
We would like to know exactly what happened and bring those involved to justice.
Khashoggi, a critic of Saudi policies, entered his consulate for paperwork last Tuesday. He hasn't been seen since. Turkish officials told Reuters they believed he was killed inside the consulate and have asked for permission to search it. President Tayyip Erdogan's only comment so far is that he's closely following the case.
Indeed, Turkey did seek permission Monday from Saudi Arabia to search its consulate in Istanbul. The Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said last week that he was, quote, ready to welcome the Turkish government to go and search our premises because, he said, Saudi Arabia had nothing to hide about the missing journalist. But it's not immediately clear whether Turkish officials were granted access to the consulate after their request on Monday. Saudi officials say the investigators' claim that Khashoggi was murdered is baseless. The American Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Beijing on Monday meeting with Foreign Minister Wang Yi. He went to China following what he called a successful meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang on Sunday. In Beijing, Pompeo told Wang Yi that the United States has, quote, grave concerns about China's actions. Wang accused the U.S. of escalating trade tensions with China, and he said the U.S. was dealing with Taiwan in a way that, quote, harms China's core interests. This is VOA News. The Taliban has ordered its fighters to attack officials and security forces helping to organize this month's parliamentary elections in Afghanistan. The terrorist group has denied the process as fake. Polish activists met with lawmakers Monday in Warsaw to demand that Catholic priests convicted of sexually abusing children be punished. They also want the statute of limitation for prosecution in such cases to be extended. The leaders of the Catholic Church in Poland have said they will publish a report on the scale of the problem by the end of November. The Italian government has said it will not allow planes carrying migrants from European Union member states to land in the country. The government's new leaders say the EU needs to share the burden of migrants. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Labor Minister Luigi Di Maio said he did not know who authorized these charters because on the matter of secondary movements, which has been the subject of Italy's talks with the European Union that were requested by Germany, no agreement has been signed. Di Maio added such an agreement is required before any such charter flights can take place. Italy and Germany have been working on a deal under which Germany would send back to Italy migrants who have already applied for asylum in Italy, but the accord has yet to be signed.
A report by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warns the world is heating up faster than predicted. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
World Meteorological Organization Secretary General Petteri Talas tells VOA people can help save the planet by changing their lifestyles. He points to diet as one area that could lessen the problem.
For example, the fact that we eat so much meat means that we are using a fairly large fraction of our agricultural land for the cattle instead of producing vegetarian food that it would be more carbon friendly.
Talas says governments have a 30-year window in which to stop using fossil energy and limiting global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius. He says this is not impossible, but agrees that it is a major challenge.
Twitter said Monday it will strengthen its rules to prevent sexual harassment and abuse on its platform. It made the announcement in an email to the safety advocates, researchers, and academics it uses to help write its policies. There will also be harsher penalties for misconduct. The new guidelines include immediately and permanently suspending the accounts of anyone who posts or is the source of non-consensual nudity. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.